Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Guy Schoen from explainthemarket.com, who is, you're the CEO, we mustn't forget that, the CEO of the organisation, and you've got a very tasty sounding topic this week.
Well, that was very nicely done, Zach. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Great British Bake Off.
Yes.
I don't know if you watch it or not.
I must say, I have never watched it.
Well, many of the bosses of our biggest supermarkets have now started tuning in, perhaps more than they ever did before, because it's become not just a big hit with viewers, but also something that the boardrooms of these big supermarkets are starting to take quite seriously when it comes to planning. So there was a quote out last week from a few of the people that actually are involved in business planning for the supermarkets, saying that it's now third only to Christmas and Easter when it comes to actually planning how they're going to capitalise on that event in the year. And the other interesting thing that they're doing is Morrisons, for example, are actually hiring. They've hired a bake-off officer, which is a proper job with a job description. And they're hiring teams of people to work on social media to interact with us when we're watching shows like this. And this is becoming a trend. They do a lot of this in the States, where, you know, they've cottoned onto the idea that when we watch these big TV shows, we're often also using social media to interact and comment about things we've seen and see what other people's comments are too. And so there's an awful lot of work going on behind the scenes for these brands to very subtly try and engage us in conversation around what's happening on the box and sort of subtly suggest that their products are the products to go for. But, you know, home baking as a market is a huge industry, almost £1 billion a year last year. And if you look at the effect of last year's series, then there were specific ingredients that had an enormous spike because they were mentioned and used on the show. So crystallized ginger went up 300%, and things called golden berries that I don't, you know, I have no idea what they are, my wife would probably know, they went up 180%. So the prize for getting these predictions right is a big one.
So, I mean, it's also, I suppose, inventory that supermarkets need to be prepared and have all these, the crystallised ginger or the bicarbonate of soda or whatever it is, in stock, because they don't want to miss out on people who are hungry to buy these things.
Well, this is it. I mean, there are some trends that are already enduring trends. So salted caramel, for example, is one that there was a spike after last year's episode.
But it's a staple now, isn't it?
It's now become normal. And there's a lot of science that the supermarkets have invested in when it comes to predicting trends, algorithms, and, you know, interactive, high-tech ways of getting stuff onto shelves very, very quickly. But I think there's also an art to it, as well as a science. And I think that's where the sort of social media comes in. And if they can get people engaged in conversations around things that are going on the TV, then the hope is they can sort of predict where people are going to go.
The only thing with that is, isn't it, I mean, one of the biggest turn-offs on Twitter that I can see, I mean, which you sort of, you know, I mean, when you have a promoted tweet, it's like one, you don't want to look at it, you don't want to think about it, you don't like the person who's promoting, you don't like the whatever they are promoting, it's like a little hate bomb, isn't it, really? So these people who are interacting, you know, when there's a trending topic, like Tip TV trending topic, they've got to be very, very careful not for this to backfire. Is that a fair thing to say?
I think it is fair. It's a really tough thing to do because in one sense, it is obviously inherently disingenuous.
Yeah.
So it's like the friend at the dinner party who is really keen to hear about, you know, your family and your holiday, et cetera, et cetera. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, you realise he's got something he wants you to buy.
He's a tour operator.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that They've got to be careful, and they're normally very subtle and use a lot of humour in how they do it, and don't look to put the hard sell on people right away. But it's inherently dangerous, and the other thing that's risky is tone as well. Not so tricky with the Great British Bake Off, but with other shows with younger viewers, you know, you often can sort of stumble into a trendy teacher type scenario, you know, where you're sort of attempting to look down with the kids. You know, and often that can, usually that can spectacularly backfire. So it's a difficult thing for them to get right. But they are investing a huge amount of money in trying to do it.
It's interesting because in the stock market area, there are obviously a lot of traders, pretend traders and others. And you know, if you're in the business, you know who the sharks are, let's say, who the rampers are. But if you're not, I mean, you could just be taken in and strung along. But I mean, presumably there's not much downside in the baking or the bake-off area, is there? I mean, what can possibly go wrong with that?
Well, it's an interesting point, because I think the one of the other aspects of social media is that actually there are less and less places now for brands to hide. So, and people are asking more penetrating questions than perhaps they would do normally. So, you know, how does your business make money? You know, what is your CEO doing, X, Y, and Z, and all this other stuff. So it's much harder for brands to hide their real motives. And that's why, you know, when you get the sort of flashy website and it's, you know, John and Sons traders who claim to be, you know, Wall Street legends, and the website looks very flashy, you can actually ask questions about, you know, how the business is regulated, who runs the business, you know, what products they offer.
And it's wouldn't no it be different. Better for, say if it's Morrison's, to say, you know, they interrupt a discussion about that, you know, while the episode of the Great British Bake Off is going on, saying, you know, we've got a special offer to tie in with this, and actually say what they're doing. I mean, you know, just, you know, Salted Caramel is going to be half price for the next while the series is on. I mean, that's a better thing to do rather than pretend they want you to buy from their shop.
I think it might be, and I think if you look at most of the qualitative research that's been done in this area, most people are calling for more authentic conversations, and that seems to be scoring.
Or at least just being honest about it.
Being honest, yeah. Being honest and straightforward about what's.
Which is very difficult for some companies to do.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is when the activity you're engaged in one sense is inherently disingenuous. You know, you're at the party not to find out about Zach's holiday and family because you're concerned about his family. You're there because you want to sell him, you know, a holiday package. So it's a difficult tightrope for them to walk. But the amount of attention being placed on these things, which to some might seem frivolous, in real boardroom scenarios, is interesting. You know, you wonder what's going to happen as more and more video content and, you know, highly viewed shows get sort of disseminated across the internet. This could become something that doesn't happen once a year, but happens frequently throughout the year.
On that note, Guy Schoen from ExplainTheMarket.com, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.